From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There were at least four more attacks on U.S. targets in Iraq today. One U.S. soldier and at least two Iraqis are dead. More than a dozen others are wounded. U.S. forces have launched a series of operations over the past 2 weeks aimed at rooting out supporters of Saddam Hussein's regime. Hundreds of Iraqis have been detained, but armed resistance to the U.S. occupation appears to be growing, as NPR's Tom Bullock reports from Baghdad.
The first attack came early this morning when a mortar shell exploded outside a U.S.-run humanitarian office in Samarra, north of Baghdad. One Iraqi was killed, a dozen more wounded. Later in the same area, an American tank was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. A second tank fired at the assailants, killing one Iraqi and injuring a second. There were no American casualties. An American did die today, however, south of Baghdad, when a military ambulance was also hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. Two other American soldiers were wounded. Officials say the casualties were all members of a U.S. military medical brigade. A U.S. Army truck was destroyed, too, burning on the side of a Baghdad highway. Some witnesses say it was a rocket-propelled grenade. Others say Iraqis doused it with gasoline and set it on fire after it broke down and its driver had left the scene. The U.S. military officials say the attacks of the past few days are not coordinated. Still, they're taking a toll. More than 40 U.S. soldiers have been killed since major combat was declared over at the beginning of last month. That's an average of just over one American soldier killed every day. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Baghdad.